Good morning. Our question today is, what is the basis? What are the reasons for the minhag that we use literally a torch, an avuka, in place of a candle on Motzei Shabbos for Havdalah? So as is known, a candle, as in our definition, has one wick coming out of it, but an avuka, more like a torch, has a minimum of two wicks coming out of it. It can be two, can be three, etc. So why do we have the minhag to use an avuka on Motzei Shabbos and not a simple candle? So we're going to bring four different reasons for this. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah says that, simply put, an avuka, this torch, has a lot of ore, has a lot of light. It sheds a lot of light, gives off a lot of light, and accordingly, it's preferable for Havdalah to have a lot of light. And that is in contrast to certain other times that we want a candle specifically, not a torch. And the most prominent example is when we're doing the Bedikas Chametz. We have to do our Bedika. The minhag is to use a candle. Oftentimes we switch over to a flashlight that is more effective. Let's talk about the candle. In any case, we use a candle and not an avuka, not a torch. Only one flame, only one flick, one wick, not multiple wicks. And the reason for that is she'eino yachol lachniso lechorim ustakim. You cannot use a torch and put it into the small areas, the cracks and crevices that we want to do the bedika in. And somebody who's doing a bedikas chametz is concerned that he will cause a fire. That is a real risk, especially if you have a large flame. So we don't use a large flame from a torch. Use a small flame with a candle. And in addition, the flame, when a candle, is more consistent. It doesn't flicker too much like that of a torch. So for all of those reasons, in sharp contrast to Havdalah, where we want a big flame, we want a lot of fire, we use an avuka, bedikas chametz, we don't, we use a simple candle. Reason number two is as follows. A torch has multiple wicks in it, two wicks, three wicks, and that is similar to that there are multiple colors of flames that come out of a fire, and that is reflecting the nusach of the bracha, borei me'orei ha'esh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we give a blessing to that he's created the me'orei, the lights of fire. It's not light of fire, but lights of fire. Accordingly, when we have a torch, has multiple wicks and more colors coming out of it, that indeed reflects the actual bracha. The Yoruch HaShochan says something similar. He says it's a mitzvah, mina mumchar. The ideal way to do the mitzvah is that we have an avuka, so we can see the three types of colors coming out of the flames. And apparently what he's referring to is that there's red and there's yellow and then there's white, different colors, three different colors coming out of the flame. So that's why we use an avuka. That is reason number two. Reason number one was because we want a large flame. Reason number two is because when we have multiple wicks, we have more different colors, and that reflects the bracha borei me'orei ha'esh. Reason number three is based on a Gemara in Pesachim. We've seen this in the past, that the reason atam ibnei ma mevarachin al haner b'motzei Shabbos, what's the reason that we say the bracha on the candle on Motzei Shabbos? Because as is known, light from Eish, light from the fire, was created on Motzei Shabbos. So on Motzei Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam HaRishon the knowledge, the understanding, how to create a fire. And based on that information, Adam HaRishon, based on that knowledge and that insight, Adam HaRishon, Hevi Shnei Avanim, he brought two different flint stones, two different rocks that could create fire, and he rubbed them on each other, and ore and fire came out of it. So based on that, we see, interestingly, that Adam HaRishon rubbed two rocks together. Accordingly, we could say as follows. We could say that the avuka, the torch with a minimum of two wicks, represent those two different rocks that were used by Adam HaRishon to create fire. So just like Adam HaRishon used the minimum of two rocks, so too we use a minimum of two wicks to create the flame that we say the bracha borei me'orei ha'eshan. That is reason number three. And reason number four, the Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer says as follows, that it was towards the end of Shabbos, Bein Hashmashos, twilight. Shabbos is ending and Adam HaRishon was sitting there and he's nervous. He's thinking about the snake that caused him to trip up on Erev Shabbos, and he's thinking, now this snake is out to get me. He's going to start up with me again now that Shabbos is coming to an end. And the Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer says as follows, Nishtalach lo amud shel esh Lahairlo ulishamro mikora. Kodesh Baruch was sent an amuda, literally a pillar of fire, to brighten up the sky for him and to protect him from anything that was bad. And Adam Arishon saw this protection, this fire that was burning, this column, this pillar of fire, and he was delighted with that. Why? He says as follows, now I see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me and he's here to protect me. And accordingly, what he did right then, Motzei Shabbos, is he lifted out his hands, Pashat Yadav, to effectively to have benefit from that fire, to the fire, and he said the bracha, Borei Me'orei Aish. So we see here that the type of flame, the type of fire, the pillar, the column of fire that Adam Arishon had based on this Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer was quite significant. It wasn't just a small candle. And accordingly, to reflect, to remember that column of flame, massive pillar of flame that Adam Harishon have, we have something more significant than a candle. We use an avuka, we use a whole torch in order to say Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. Have a wonderful day.